St. Patrick's Day is getting closer and closer.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the big race in Bay City and the parade.
Yeah, and speaking of the races, remember, with the St. Pat's races again this year, we are pleased to be a promoting organization to help remind you that Catholic Federal and Try to Finish is involved in making sure that those races go on successfully.
I'd be Try to Finish.
What did I say?
Try to Fish.
Oh, did I say Try to Fish? Really? I said Try to Fish? Really? Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Because it says right here, Try to Finish.
You just did a quick edit.
I left out the I in the end. Yeah, well, coming up, and because St. Patrick's Day is, we know, the 17th is a Sunday. And so the parade is on Sunday, and the race is also what will be happening. Our sister stations, Moose and Mix, are going to be out at the starting line, but we're helping to promote. You've got registration that's going on now. There's even some special events that are happening, like the Thursday night preceding the races, free movie night at the State Theater. Saturday the 16th is featuring the late registration and a fitness expo, plus the kids with the leprechaun race.
Oh, yeah.
Sundays when the 8K and 5K races and walks are taking place. Also, the Irish Double. And I think that's already booked this year. They had such a great turnout for it last year. They're doing it in this year. But you find out more, go to runsignup.com, runsignup.com, and you can find out more getting involved in the upcoming St. Patrick's Day racing associated with the big parade in Bay City. And here we are sitting on the first day of March. So
only 16 days away, and usually, if we're lucky, we start getting a break in the weather around the time we have that parade, so we're really hopeful this year.
That's what we're hoping for. There's some snow that has to be dispersed. Let's put it that way. 743 on WSGW. We have a special giveaway for you coming up. But before we do that, I wanted to remind listeners that starting on Monday evening, this coming Monday, we have a special new program that's going to be on the air between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m.
Yeah, a great one called Our American Stories.
And it's an hour-long program that gives you a chance to just sit back and listen and enjoy stories. I think the title, Our American Stories, is perfect because it's stories of people and just stories that are not focused on today. Is that a good way to say it?
Yeah, they're not controversial. It's all about, you know, successes and endurance and what people went through and creating this great country that we have today. And a lot of different areas of interest. It's a rather broad program, and we think you're going to enjoy it. It's uplifting. Kind of reminds me of Bill Hobson's Big Impact, where it talks about people and their stories behind how they got where they are today. And I think people will really enjoy this, kind of a little break from some of the caustic political environment we have in this day and age.
A lot of inspiration and opportunity to enjoy and appreciate what people have been able to accomplish. Our American Stories, weeknights on WSGW 790 AM between 9 and 10 p.m. You'll be able to hear that when, of course, we're not preempted by sports, although I dare say that the preemptions that we have on sports are such that we still would broadcast this program online if you're listening to WSW.com. Mm-hmm. Remember, we cannot broadcast professional sports or even Michigan college sports on our online broadcast, so we carry our regular programming, so even if we had a sporting event, you could still hear it online.
And just for Clark Howard fans' information, Clark had been on from 7 until 10. He'll now be 7 to 9. A couple of years ago, Clark wanted to cut back on his schedule, and he only does 2 hours live per night from 7 to 9. And the third hour was best of from months ago. And so we're replacing that best of from months ago with this brand new program.
All right. Good clarification for folks wondering about us and what we're doing with some of the programming decisions that we make. Many times the programming decisions that we make are because of decisions that
are made by the networks.
Yeah. And the programs themselves. Mm-hmm. 746 on WSGW. Hey, something special we want to give away. It's a good chance to remind you of this event that is going on tonight and give you a chance to enjoy on us. Tonight is the night that the Rotary Club of Saginaw is presenting the 16th annual, can you believe it, 16 years? Saginaw on Stage, the Music Festival. This is happening at Apple Mountain Resort there on North River Road. It is today. Doors open at 4:30. It's going to go until 11:30 in the evening. Three stages, 12 headlining bands, plus more performers. There's even a chance to enjoy a buffet dinner. These tickets will get you into the event. It does not include the dinner. You can certainly purchase that separately, but at least you get yourself into the event. And, of course, it's with the Saginaw, the Rotary Club of Saginaw. So there are charities that are going to be benefiting from all those that show up and purchase tickets. The bands are donating their time, so everyone's a winner when you enjoy great music for good causes associated with the Rotary Club of Saginaw.